This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro rejected an ultimatum to call a national election within 8 days. This after several European countries called for another election, saying they would recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido if it doesn't happen. Maduro made this statement in an interview with Turkish broadcaster CNN Turk on Sunday. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the international community to recognize Guaido as he stands up to the disputed Maduro. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
We must all be guided by the pursuit of the well-being of the Venezuelan people.
UN Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo told the Security Council the crisis has had a grave impact on the Venezuelan people.
With high levels of political polarization, growing humanitarian needs, and serious human rights concerns. And the economic situation in the country has become dire.
Former President Maduro bears full responsibility for this tragedy.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is trying to help the Venezuelan people.
Our nations must stand up for the rule of law and support the leader who the Venezuelan people have affirmed as their legitimate interim president.
But Russia's U.N. ambassador Vasily Nebenzia told the council,
we're seeing an unceremoniously and in breach of all norms of international law, an attempt by Washington to engineer a coup d'etat in this country.
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. government agencies began reopening Saturday after a 35-day shutdown. The shutdown ended Friday night after President Donald Trump signed a three-week spending bill passed by Congress. Sudan's embattled President Omar al-Bashir has traveled to Cairo as popular demonstrations against his 29-year rule continue to shake the country. Al-Bashir met with President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to discuss deepening relations. This is VOA News. ...22,000 yellow vest protesters took to the streets around France on Saturday, with some 2,500 people demonstrating in Paris, according to the French Interior Ministry. While demonstrators clashed with police in the capital on the 11th consecutive week of the sometimes violent protests, Saturday's protests were mostly peaceful. The protests suggesting President Emmanuel Macron has yet to defuse public opposition to some of his policies. Police made 42 arrests in Paris, according to authorities. Twin bombings Sunday at a cathedral in the rest of southern Philippines have killed 20 people and wounded 81. Police say earlier death tolls were incorrect because of double counting. The government has promised to hunt down the attackers until every killer is brought to justice and behind bars. The first bomb exploded during mass inside the cathedral in Jolo. The second blast happened moments later as government forces responded to the first explosion. Members of the military and civilians are among the dead. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. The death toll from a dam collapse at a mine that caused a mudslide in Brazil rose to 34, according to fire officials on Saturday. The dam collapsed on Friday, sending a torrent of mud over a nearby community. Officials say roughly 300 people are trapped in areas flooded by the river of sludge released by the dam near the town of Brumadinho in the southeastern state of Minas Gerais. This resident says he heard strong wind and saw what looked like rain when the dam collapsed. He said the river went through the trees and flushed everything until it made it to where he was. Rescue operations continue. January 27th is the day the international community observes Holocaust Remembrance Day by recalling the horrors committed during World War II by Nazi Germany. The Holocaust was the systematic, bureaucratic, state-sponsored persecution and murder of 6 million Jews by the Nazi regime and its collaborators. Today is also a time to remember the bravery of those who risked their lives to save persecuted Jews and others from the Nazi death camps. And at least 4 policemen were killed and 11 wounded by 2 roadside bombs that targeted police convoys in separate attacks in northern Iraq on Sunday, that according to service and medical sources. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
This is an encore presentation.